From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Judgment Day is May 21st. That is, if you trust the many billboards popping up across the country. One group of Christians predicts catastrophe will strike that day, taking the true believers to heaven and leaving the rest to a terrible fate. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports that few people genuinely believe the end of days is upon us, but prophecies of the apocalypse are definitely on the rise.
Judgment Day, folks! May the 21st, 2011!
Margaret Pease stands on a corner in downtown Pittsburgh handing out doomsday pamphlets. For the past 7 months, she's been crisscrossing the country in a caravan with eight others, warning anyone who will listen that God's wrath is near.
And I'm sorry, I might be a little loud, but I want people to get the message. I know they can see it, but I also want them to notice it. And I don't want anybody's blood on our heads or my head. Judgment Day, folks!
Nearby, David LaCorey is telling a passerby what he thinks will happen in just a few days.
On the May 21st at about 6 p.m., an earthquake of proportions which have never been known since man was on the earth will occur.
It's coming 21st?
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is going to be awesome. Where is it going to happen?
It's going to happen everywhere, everywhere.
The man doesn't buy it, but like many people interviewed for this story, David LaCorey has bet everything on this date. He's given up his wife and son, his job, his home. LaCorey and others say that a very small fraction of Christian believers will fly up to heaven on that fateful day. Then, on October 21st, the earth and the universe will be destroyed. For those still here during those 5 months...
Oh, it will be a horror story beyond measure.
That's Harold Camping, the man who calculated the May 21st date. Camping has been predicting the end for years on his international Christian radio network, Family Radio. Camping says the Bible is written in code, and for those who are able to decipher it, it's clear as daylight.
With all the proofs that God has given us and all the signs, I am absolutely certain it is going to happen. There is no plan B.
Of course, even Jesus said he didn't know when Judgment Day would come. Camping's not bothered by that, nor by the fact that he wrongly predicted Judgment Day once before in 1994.
It was based on incomplete research, and I was quite aware that the research was incomplete. And so it was just like a first announcement that we're almost there.
So far, predictors of the end times have batted zero. The most famous was William Miller, a Baptist minister who believed that Jesus would return in the early 1840s. According to Catherine Wessinger, a historian of religion at Loyola University in New Orleans, on the night of October 22nd, 1844, believers gathered on hilltops to watch Jesus return.
People stayed up all night. They waited. Some people allegedly put on white robes, waiting to go up into heaven, and were very disappointed the next morning when the sun rose and nothing had happened.
It was called the Great Disappointment.
People have been predicting the end of the world in Christianity since the time of St. Paul.
Kathy Gutierrez, a religion professor at Sweetbriar College, says usually end times prophets do not predict a specific date. That's way too risky. But she says the predictions have come fast and thick in the past 60 years, largely because of one event.
We hereby proclaim the establishment of the Jewish state in Palestine to be called Medinat Yisrael, the state of Israel.
Almost all of the prophecies of the Bible depend upon Israel being in her land.
David Jeremiah is an evangelical pastor and author of The Coming Economic Armageddon.
And when she finally became a nation and the people of Israel began to regather, that sort of started the prophetic clock.
Israel's birth created a booming end times industry. Dr. Jimmy DeYoung, who hosts the radio program Prophecy Today, scrutinizes every development in the Middle East and says it's all predicted in the Bible.
You talk about the Jews returning to the land, the alignment of the nations coming against the Jewish state of Israel, this anticipation for peace, the arrangements to put the temple up. The fact is that everything is unfolding. Never in the history of the world have all of these prophecies been coming together.
DeYoung says everything is in place for the next big event, the rapture, when believers go to heaven and the rest are left behind.
Honey, have you seen the kids?
Mm.
Where are they? Where are my kids?
The rapture has been made hugely popular by movies and books like Left Behind. 41% of Americans believe that Jesus will return by the year 2050, according to a poll by the Pew Research Center. And for many of these believers, news events can take on an apocalyptic meaning. A global economy? The rise of the European Union? It's all outlined in the Bible, they say. A spate of wars and revolutions in the Middle East? Ditto. Epidemics, extreme weather patterns, open your Bible and turn on the news.
Tonight from Haiti, tens of thousands of people are feared dead following a devastating earthquake.
Monster quake. One of the most powerful earthquakes in history hits Japan.
In one night, 173 separate tornadoes reportedly touched down.
We've always had earthquakes. We've always had storms, and we've had tsunamis in the past.
Pastor David Jeremiah.
But it does seem that these things are happening with more intensity and more frequently.
Religion professor Kathy Gutierrez says this convergence is less about the end of the world and more about the rise of instant media.
If you're looking for signs of the end, we are more than capable of delivering them directly to your computer or to your television within seconds.
Gutierrez says many of the Bible's prophetic books were written metaphorically to avoid censorship. Because of that, each generation can revive and reinterpret them. And she says for end-time Christians, looking through a biblical lens can give chaotic world events, the tsunami in Japan, the fighting in Libya, a meaningful pattern. Things happen for a reason, and all of history marches toward a fitting denouement.
And it's going to come to a definitive, clear end where the good guys are going to win and the bad guys are going to lose. It's the most comforting novelistic plot that we know.
And for that reason, she says, there will always be people predicting the triumph of God and the fall of unbelievers. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Like a story you heard on this or another NPR program? Share it with a friend at npr.org. While there, you can also hear stories you missed, enjoy expanded content, or connect to your favorite member station. This is NPR.